Yesterday on the show, I talked with an investigative reporter named Mark Ebner, who was telling the world about Bill Cosby raping women years ago, and came on yesterday for kind of an I told you so after the AP released the transcript on Monday of a 2005 deposition in which Cosby admitted that he had given women quaaludes to have sex with them. And when I say to have sex with them, I really mean to rape them. Because just like if your daughter had a roofie slipped into her drink in Ballpark Village by some guy who then took her back to his hotel and had sex with her while she was unconscious and had not given consent, that's rape, and that's what Bill Cosby did. Some of Cosby's victims have come forward after the allegations, including Janice Dickinson, who I yesterday mistakenly referred to as a former model on The Price is Right. She's not. She was a former model, and she's had a reality TV show. She has come forward and said that Cosby drugged and raped her in 1982, and that ever since she did that last fall, after she made those allegations last fall, her life has been horrible. It's been a nightmare, she says. And by the way, it was after Dickinson went on Entertainment Tonight that Cosby lost his deal with NBC for a new sitcom and lost his deal with Netflix for a stand-up special. Both of those were canceled within 24 hours of Dickinson's accusations. There had been other women who had made these allegations against Cosby before Janice Dickinson. I guess she was just the straw that broke the camel's back. So a reporter from BuzzFeed got in touch with her after what came out on Monday. And she said, none of this has been easy for me. It's really been embarrassing for my children. I'm really sorry about that, but I think in the long run they'll know it was the right thing for me to do. She wants to do what's right now for the women besides her who have, quote, suffered at the hands of a terrible monster. She also told BuzzFeed that reading about Cosby's 2005 admission that he drugged women during sexual encounters has brought her no closure. Quote, I can't say I feel vindicated at all. I do not. I'm upset and annoyed, and I've been disparaged. As I pointed out yesterday, Cosby and his attorney have vilified the women who were his victims. In fact, Dickinson, when she first told her story last fall, Cosby's attorney, Martin Singer, called her story fabricated and an outrageous, defamatory lie. Now Dickinson is suing Cosby for defamation. See, Cosby didn't sue her for defamation because that would mean having to go to court and give another deposition. Dickinson's now represented by Lisa Bloom, a noted civil rights attorney, who says that Dickinson and others have been impugned by Cosby and his representatives, and Dickinson says, how do they sleep at night? She says she's waiting for Cosby to do the one thing she needs before she can move forward. Quote, he needs to make an admission of guilt in order for me to feel any sense of vindication for my soul and to repair and heal. And then there are other women, Victoria Valentino, who accused Cosby of drugging and raping her in 1970 at a Hollywood apartment, says just the fact that this man finally, in his own words, blew his own cover, isn't that fantastic? All the people who've been saying terrible things about us on Twitter, now they have to believe. Silence is a rapist's biggest weapon. There's also a quote in a story from the Washington Post from Adam Epstein, who's a promoter in Chicago, who handled six of the shows that Cosby did on his recent tour after these allegations came forward. He says now he can't book Cosby anymore. Cosby's performing career is over. Quote, it would be virtually impossible to recover from something like this. These admissions are frightening, he said yesterday. And the LAPD says that they are still investigating Cosby involving allegations that are sexual in nature. Detective Megan Aguilar, spokeswoman for the LAPD, said investigators didn't want to specify when the investigation was opened or how many accusations or accusers were involved, but the accusations would cover alleged acts that were committed in the city of Los Angeles. Yesterday, Mark Ebner mentioned a woman by the name of Joan Tarsius. She may have been among the first that Cosby raped. Hers goes all the way back to a drugging and assault in a New York hotel in 1969. She says the revelations in the court papers felt all too familiar, almost an of course moment. Quote, I thought he would have continued to lie. Why would he admit the truth? Honestly, if I were him, I would have continued to lie. There's nothing in it for him to be honest and to tell the truth. And by the way, in that deposition where Cosby admitted that he had given quaaludes to women with whom he wanted to have sex, his attorneys tried to stop the deposition before he answered that question, but he insisted on answering it. And he said yes. The Washington Post tried to get Martin Singer, his attorney, on the phone. He didn't respond to requests for comment. He's the one who called those allegations against Cosby ridiculous. Oh, and I remember this other thing that Martin Singer said at the time, that it was completely illogical that so many people would have said nothing, done nothing, and made no reports to law enforcement. Well, you got to remember that in many of these cases, these women were intimidated by Bill Cosby being such a big star. Again, this is the sort of thing that you get away with when you're rich and powerful. And Bill Cosby has been both of those for a very long time. So what about the people who went to see him on this tour? Well, a reporter got in touch with a woman named Susan Raimondi, who in November had gone to the King Center for the Performing Arts in Melbourne, Florida. And she had a ticket, but she didn't go in. Instead, she stood outside with a group of friends and talked to reporters, accusing the accusers of having financial motives, before she then went inside and went to see Cosby. So a reporter reached her last night at her house, and she said, the deposition has changed her mind. Quote, I find it very, very upsetting, and I always liked him, but I don't plan on doing anything with Bill Cosby ever again. So how did this all come out? How did the AP get their hands on a transcript of a deposition from 2005, that's 10 years ago, a transcript that was supposedly under seal? Well, for that, we can thank Mary Claire Dale of the Associated Press. She's a reporter for them who's been working on this case for a long time. And one of the things you always hear in the news is the AP is reporting. The Associated Press has reported today that, but they never mentioned the name of the reporter. So I'm going to say it again. Mary Claire Dale. We owe her some praise and gratitude for fighting for these documents, which go back to a lawsuit filed by a woman named Andrea Constand, who was an employee at Temple University, which had a huge connection to Cosby, and until last fall he was on their board before he was forced to resign. Constand sued Bill Cosby in federal court for drugging and raping her. She eventually took a settlement, and so the documents you would think would be sealed. But under the rules of Pennsylvania's Eastern District Court, civil case material is subject to unsealing after 2 years, although either party involved in the case can object to it being unsealed. They do it on a case-by-case basis, and this routine unsealing didn't occur in 2007, 2 years after Constand and Cosby settled her claim, which means he paid her off. So the files just sat there until last year when Mary Claire Dale, this reporter for the AP, went looking to see what she could find. And she said, well, they haven't done it, so let's ask the court to unseal them now. And of course, the court had to notify both sides of the case. And Cosby's attorney opposed the unsealing by saying this case did not concern a public official, a public company, or other matters of legitimate public concern, and the revelations would embarrass him, and he's really just a private guy. Bill Cosby is a private guy. The judge, Eduardo Robreno, was not persuaded by that. He wrote, quote, defendant has donned the mantle of public moralist and mounted the proverbial electronic or print soapbox to volunteer his views on, among other things, child rearing, family life, education, and crime. To the extent that defendant has freely entered the public square and thrust himself into the vortex of these public issues, he has voluntarily narrowed the zone of privacy that he is entitled to claim. In other words, Cosby's assertion of privacy was garbage. The judge also wrote, given the circumstances of this case, the court concludes that defendant has a diminished privacy interest and that this diminished interest is outweighed by the AP's and the public's interest in gaining access to his deposition testimony. And then here's the great part of it. Quote, at the end of this exercise, punctuated by vigorous verbal combat between counsel, what emerged from those portions of the deposition testimony that were filed with the court is defendant's version of certain events surrounding this lawsuit in his own words. In his own words. That is the heart of it. But those words are still not enough for Whoopi Goldberg. Yesterday, I played for you a clip from yesterday's edition of The View, in which she was essentially saying, he hasn't been convicted of anything. This is only one woman. As if that matters, as if raping one woman would be okay. But being a serial rapist for decades, well, he hasn't been proven any of that. So I played that for you yesterday. Whoopi talked about it again today. I have not heard this. Josh has grabbed this for us online. Here's Whoopi Goldberg and her colleagues on The View earlier today.
Yesterday we talked about Cosby, and I said what I've always said, innocent until proven guilty in the United States of America, because that's our law. So people have been coming after me, saying they're going to snatch my family, they're going to come. It's like being Frankenstein, people coming after you with the fire, and they're going to burn you. Well, here's the deal. This is The View, and that was my opinion, and not any of you threatening me or telling me you're coming after because you don't like what I said is going to change the fact that no one has convicted him. He has not been arrested. And the bottom line is that's the law. Innocent until proven guilty. And if you're the mother of a son, if you're the mother of a son who gets accused, you want to keep innocent until proven guilty. Just ask. Just wait. Just ask the parents of the boys of the Duke lacrosse team. Remember that? We raked them across the coals, burned them at the stake, took away every opportunity they had of school, they were done. And it turns out it wasn't true. So I think we all, and UVA, same thing, we all have a very important role to play when it comes to abuse and rape. We all have to demand that if it's true, the person is taken to the nth degree of the world and punished. No one here thinks rape is good. No one here thinks rapists are fun. Nobody here thinks rape or hates women or any of that. So don't come after me like that because I'm sick of this bull. Here's the bottom line for me. It's my opinion. And the American courts agree with me because still, he has not been taken to jail or tried or on anything. So back off me.
Okay, now here's where Whoopi is wrong, and those women in the audience who are applauding are wrong as well. In the UVA case, the accused rapist didn't admit he raped the woman. In the Duke lacrosse team case, the Duke lacrosse team didn't admit that they raped the stripper at their party. Bill Cosby admitted he drugged women to rape them. He didn't say he raped them. He said he drugged them to have sex with them. But in my world, and I'm sure in Whoopi's world, when you drug a woman to have sex with her, that's rape. Bill Cosby admitted it. You're right. The courts haven't done anything about it. That's their failing. And Bill Cosby used his power and his money and his high-powered attorneys to keep himself out of the public eye here. But this is not innocent until proven guilty. This is innocent until he admits it. This is not a confession that was squeezed out of some guy in a St. Louis County jail who didn't actually do it, but felt like he had to admit he had done something so that he could get out of there and go on with his life. That's not why Bill Cosby admitted it that day. In fact, I don't know exactly why he did. but he admitted that he gave women quaaludes to have sex with them. And all of these women who lined up, they said the same story. Going back, Whoopi, to 1969. This took place over the course of more than four decades. Now, I get that Bill Cosby is an elder statesman of comedy, and I mentioned this yesterday. I'm so disappointed in this because I was a Cosby fan. I have been almost my entire life. I listened to his records in the 60s and saw him doing stand-up on TV shows. I watched his CBS show that was on in the early 70s. I loved his NBC sitcom that was on in the 80s, one of the most successful TV shows of all time. I've gone to see the man in concert and revered him on stage and heard other comedians like Chris Rock and Jerry Seinfeld talking about how they revere Bill Cosby. But you have to put all of that aside and remember the man admitted he has used drugs to rape women. You can still say, yeah, he's a great comedian. But he's a bad guy. He's a bad guy. He's a serial rapist. What about all of these women who are victims? Dozens of them. That's the more important thing. Not innocent until proven guilty, which, by the way, I think is one of the most important things we have in this country. But innocent until proven guilty goes away when you confess to something. Bill Cosby is done now. Not going to have another sitcom. He's not going to have another stand-up special. There will never be another Bill Cosby stand-up tour. Last night, Disney World quietly took down his statue at their Hollywood Studios theme park in Florida, where they had it up as part of the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences Hall of Fame Plaza. There had been a petition to take that down, but they didn't do anything until the confession came to light this week. Now, there will always be people like Whoopi who will stand for Bill Cosby. There will also be people like Jill Scott, the Grammy Award-winning vocalist, who was a close friend of Bill Cosby's, who finally, yesterday, came forward and said, I was wrong. I believed the wrong man. I believed the wrong party. I should have believed the women. I should have believed the victims. We await that same sentiment from Cosby's TV wife, Felicia Rashad, who has also defended him, as Whoopi has. And ultimately from Camille Cosby, Bill Cosby's wife, or as I call her, the enabler in all this. And shame on Cosby and his attorney for vilifying these accusers. Because they both know what Cosby said in that deposition in 2005, and they knew it before the AP released it. It came out of Cosby's own mouth, and his attorney must have known that. And yet to go out and publicly vilify all of these women, shame on them. And I hope that good lawyers can make Cosby finally pay for what he did. Can't get him in the criminal courts because we're past the statute of limitations, which sadly expires when women are attacked in this country. But maybe they can make him pay with big checks. And that will be yet another way. Everyone but Whoopi Goldberg will know Bill Cosby is a rapist.